today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Have you ever risen to a position in life where you felt good about what you accomplished? Did you have an air about yourself as a result of what you have achieved? When we accomplish or overcome the vicissitudes and challenges in life, the experiences has the propensity to cause us to think more highly of ourselves. There are times when we begin to feel so good about ourselves that we start reading the headlines. There are times when we achieve a certain status that we begin to allow the achievements to define us. When this happens, we begin to have what I call the Nahum complex. In 2 Kings chapter 5, verses 9 through 14, it is written, "Then Nahum went with his horse and chariot, and he stood at the door of Elisha's house. And Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, 'Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored to you, and you shall be clean.' But Nahum became furious and went away and said, 'Indeed, I say to myself, he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and wave his hand over the place and heal the leprosy. Are not the rivers of Abana and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean?' So he turned and went away in rage. And his servant came near and spoke to him and said, 'My father, if the prophet had told you to do something great, would you have not done it? How much more then when he says to you, wash and be clean?' So he went back, dipped 7 times in the Jordan, according to the sayings of the man of God, and his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean." Sometimes how we expect God to do things is not in his plans. Sometimes we allow our pride to get in the way of progress. Nahum had to humble himself and be obedient. He was not in charge this time. He was in a battle that he could not win without the help of the little maid and the prophet. The one who would normally be called upon to aid had to call upon someone else to aid him. When he turned and walked away in rage, he almost allowed his pride to cost him his healing. Naaman's servants used the common sense approach and persuaded him to go and wash as the prophet said. Nahum, like many of us, had to consider his ways and do what was asked of him. Share the great advice you have with someone today and encourage them to give their life to the Lord our God. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing, the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message. Start your personal Bible reading plan. Customize your private journal and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.